Welcome to A Little Joycast. I'm Teresa. If you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe. This week's topic, the joy of poison. Growing up, I was super fascinated by ghosts. When I was young, my parents used to work multiple jobs and graveyard shifts to make ends meet, so when they were home, they slept a lot. Whenever they napped, I would sneak over to the living room and try to catch a haunting on TV. It was a show on the Discovery Channel, an anthology show about people telling ghost stories. I turn the volume really, really low and sit super close to the TV so that I wouldn't wake my parents up. Yes, the episodes were a little scary, but they were interesting too. It was a way for me to safely explore the unknown and the spooky, and it made me feel a little bit grown up to watch those stories unfold. For a little while, I felt brave. I'm at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science with a little girl named Helen and her mom, Megan. Going into this visit, I heard from the DM&S team that Helen loves things that, at first glance, may seem a little scary. She loves slugs and snails, worms, toads, gems, and mummies, which probably explains why she asked us to start in the Egyptian Mummies Gallery. Helen isn't sure what to make of me. She glances at me sometimes, but sticks close to her mom while they read about the legend of Osiris together.
So ancient Egyptians mummified their dead because they believed this legend. Osiris, a good king of ancient Egypt, was murdered by his evil brother Seth. Seth threw his brother's body into the Nile River, but Osiris's wife, Isis, recovered it. Enraged, Seth tore his brother's body apart and scattered the pieces all over Egypt.
Helen is curious. She studies the diorama of a house of an Egyptian god while chatting with her mom about all the little details they see. They look at a scroll with hieroglyphics and then study two real mummies that the museum has in the exhibit. We're looking at an interactive touch table that digitally unwraps the mummies when I lean over and ask Helen if she'd like to make the content for a change. Helen's eyes light up and she nods. As soon as I hand her my phone, she tells her mom she wants to head straight to the Power of Poison. It's an exhibit about familiar and novel tales of illness, enchantment, and death by poison.
You want to take video? So if you press the red button.
I can see why Helen wanted to go here. The rooms are dark and dramatic and spooky. Most of the light just comes from the individual displays themselves. Poison is everywhere. It's a cool exhibit. Helen doesn't make a video of every display either, though she considers each one carefully. Sometimes, Megan lifts her daughter up when Helen wants to take a video from a different angle. Here are the things that interest Helen. A metal bowl filled with salt. A spider in the Colombian forest poised to attack. Poisonous plants, venomous reptiles, and dangerous fish.
What is that? Mommy?
Yeah.
What's this guy?
What?
What's this guy?
Who?
Who's this guy?
An emperor.
Emperor?
She records a video of a display of Emperor Qin, who tried to gain immortality by drinking potions made of mercury. Giving Helen my phone seems to help break the ice. Helen begins leading me around the museum, telling me exactly what interests her and explaining why as we go.
My favorite animal is a hippo.
A hippo? Why a
yeah.
hippo?
Because I like that they go in the water, because I really like water animals.
We chat about the animals in the wildlife halls, talk about how she likes to play alien with her mom in the Space Odyssey Hall, look at two dinosaurs in the prehistoric Journey Hall, where they're forever fighting from day to night. We go to the Coeur's Gems and Minerals Hall, where we walk through the mine shaft, into a Mexican silver mine, and look at Helen's favorite exhibit, a cavern glistening with gypsum crystals and stalactites. We also talk about bugs.
Here's the queen.
Where's the queen?
Right there.
How do you know she's the queen?
Because she's the biggest.
We're looking at a diorama of termites living underground. We're trying to figure out which ones are the babies and which one is the queen. As we chat, I take the opportunity to learn more about Helen and what fascinates her so much about bugs.
I once had, I think a lot of pets in my room that were bugs. I had one grasshopper and two roly polies, one slug, one snail.
So you like slugs, snails, and grasshoppers too. Very cool. Did you have names for your pets or did you just kind of collect them?
I named one of my pets because I knew what to name it.
What was his name or their name?
Grummy.
Grummy? What kind of a...
Grumpy.
Grumpy?
Because he was very grumpy in his container.
What kind of pet was that?
A grasshopper.
Megan tells me they've been going to the museum ever since Helen was very little.
The first time I brought Helen to the museum was when she had just learned to walk, so she was probably 8 months old, nine months old. And she would just toddle around the halls and check out the dioramas. And I think that was, when was that? That was just before the pandemic. So long ago. Yeah. I think that since Helen has grown, she is, making more connections with other things that we do. So we were just looking at that gold that was discovered and being able to say, oh, it was discovered in Breckenridge, and her being able to remember being in Breckenridge is different than it used to be. It used to just be very soak it all in, look, and now it feels like it's making a lot more connections and playing. The tunnels and the spaceship, I think, is one of your favorite places. We usually spend half an hour in that tunnel spaceship area playing aliens and space explorers.
I can picture a younger Helen holding her mom's hand while they explore the museum together for the first time. And then I see her now, and how confidently and happily she moved around the museum, showing me exactly what she loved about it. For Helen, it's a place that lets her learn freely. Things that are sometimes pretty to look at and sometimes scary. But it's always, always interesting. Thanks for joining me this week on A Little Joycast. If you'd like to see the video Helen made, you can find us on Instagram. You can find us by looking up RMPBS Kids. A special thank you to the Denver Museum of Nature and Science for working with us on this episode.